This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution. Welcome back. I guess back from yesterday, I guess. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We are today going to talk about the Republic issue. I'm going to do so. We're going to explore what the different constitutional commissions that former Prime Minister Perry Christie reported what they say, and they actually came to conflicting conclusions. And we're going to talk about that. But before I do all that, I'm gonna help you. Right? And I'm going to go ahead and co-sign what Wayne Monroe is talking about with criminality. So, and I'm gonna get some smoke because there's one texter that loves to text. There may be more than one who says you got to solve the poverty and then the crime will stop, right? And that's one school of thought. You got to say it's poverty why all the crimes are happening, and it's poverty that are driving these people into acting this way. I'd like to understand how poverty causes students to take knives to school to stab each other and have gang fights. That would be interesting to see that correlation, the link between poverty and the intentionality of attacking someone over. What are y'all fighting over in school? Like maybe relatives had beef or something? I don't know. I don't get what young kids are fighting over other than with knives, other than name calling, unless they're actually family related to people who were killed or who were murdered or something. I'd be very interested to find out why. But anyway, let me give you this here, and you're going to get mad at me, but I don't care because I'm sick of it, right? And you're going to feel however you feel anyway. And I learned that a long time ago. You could try your hardest to eliminate everything that people don't like about you, and they're still going to find something. I don't like that this dude's wearing a purple tie. And I don't like him, and I don't respect him, and he looks like he didn't shave today. I don't like him. So I can't shield no more. I gotta be who I am and explain to you where I'm at with all this. So also, before I go any further, could you know what I think happens? And my children are extremely privileged, right? Because from they were born, I worked hard to give them everything that they would need. And a lot of stuff that they would want. And I make no apologies for that. I'm going to do what I need to do for my family. But even as privileged as my children are, I try to tell them, and even as young as they are, I try to explain to them how all this came to be. Right? So there's no magic involved. There's no particular divine intervention where God singled me out, although I do think God had a plan for me. This all came to be because of generations of hard work, all right? And generations of my family previously who did not have means and resources worked to maneuver to get it as best they could, which culminated in my parents at least being able to support me to get a good education at the secondary level, the primary and secondary level. We worked in tandem for a while on the tertiary level, and then I did the rest of it by myself. But by that time, I'd had the foundation. And I often say, like, I'm going to be able to do for you, you know, until you're 18, but at that time, you're going to be held accountable for your own choices. So I'm willing to work with you, but if you start deciding that you don't want to make sensible choices, I don't know how much I can intervene in that to make your life work, right? So all you can do is put the foundation down. So I tell my children the reason they have what they have, and I never shield nothing, right? Because my children watch a lot of YouTube, and a lot of these fans. Are there black people on YouTube? Are there, like, black YouTubers? I only see the white ones. And I saw a Filipino one who gets, like, all the Harry Potter stuff. Anyway, Ninja Kids. That's what my wife watches. My daughter watches. My son's now trying to watch Twitch. My wife's trying to ban him from Twitch. Anyway, they watch these programs, and they think that this is some magical fairy tale land where things just pop up and happen. Right. And I explained to them, like, this is all because of successive generations were able to bring us to this point. And I expect you to carry on from here and not take for granted all that you have. So I say that to say that, do you understand? Do we teach these children in public schools? And public schools are, I can't take a call right now. I'm sorry. So you got to call me back. Do we teach these children in public schools? I don't know, because I didn't attend a public school. What all came before them to lead to this facility that they're being educated in? And do we explain to them the massive amount of resources we invest in them in order to make sure that they're able to have an education? Do we even make them aware? So you're having a knife fight or someone stabs someone at Anatole Rogers. It's not the first time. Do you tell them who Anatole Rogers was? Do you explain to them how difficult her life was, how hard she worked, how difficult her father? Do you even explain to them whose names are on these schools? Every school in the Bahamas is named after a significant Bahamian who made either an impact on education or an impact on the way of life of Bahamians to increase the quality of life. So you go to Doris Johnson, and you're stabbing each other. One student was killed outside Doris Johnson. Doris Johnson took the women's suffrage movement on her back and led to majority rule. And you guys got no respect. I'm not saying all of them, but the guys who are doing this, there's no respect for the institution. I was around before that school was built. It was the biggest government school at the time that they built. I think T.G. Glover's bigger now and something else. It was the biggest government school ever built. It cost millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. And they named it after Doris Johnson because she's an icon in Bahamian life. I don't know that they know who she is. Okay? Anatole Rogers was the daughter of C.H. Reeves, all right? And she was one of the first women to go to university in the United States and came back here, all right? That is a magnet school. That school cost, if I remember correctly, almost $20 million to build, specifically to accommodate children in Southwest New Providence, many of whom, not all, many of whom are the descendants of Haitian migrants. And a lot of the Haitian migrants came to the Bahamas because there is no universal free public education in Haiti. And they came here for economic opportunity. And I'm not saying it's the descendants of Haitian migrants doing the fighting. I'm just saying why the school is there. I don't believe in faking it. Right? There was a population boom and a need for that. Y'all dishonor not only yourselves and your parents, you dishonor Anatole Rogers. You dishonor Doris Johnson. Do you know who R.M. Bailey was? Do you know who A.F. Adderley was? Is it our fault for not teaching them this? That some respect should go on their name? That it's that you're fortunate. I won't even shield. You're fortunate to live in a country where government, though it could do better, every year spends hundreds of millions of dollars on public education. And I would take advantage, but I don't know that we have any more, that the majority of, let me not say that. I don't know that a lot of kids nowadays respect the institutions that they attend. All right? Anatol Rogers is a magnet school. Do you know who C.R. Walker was? Are we teaching these children these things? I could guarantee you the children at BBC, what used to be BBC, now Charles W. They understand who he was. I promise you that. In any event, I don't know if that'll help. I don't know if that'll solve anything. Maybe their home lives are too mashed up. But you have an opportunity to elevate yourself from whatever circumstances you're in through that school. They offer a boatload of scholarships. All right? And I've seen kids go through Anatol Rogers and get scholarships and get college educations. This can be done. It's not some sort of mysticism going on. You work hard. You have a financial need. You can apply for a scholarship. There's hundreds of scholarships out there that'll give you a little piece here, piece there. You may have to go to university somewhere in the midst of Wyoming where the bison are. But when you get your paper, you can start maneuvering. So I don't know, man. I feel some type of way that we've reduced these institutions to just a name on a school that doesn't really signify what the school should be about. All right? So I'll leave it there. Who was AFI Leo? Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's a text message. Maybe you can latch on. He's Paul Adderley's father. All right? A brilliant man. He went to the first constitutional conference. Right? Yeah, he died on the way back, I believe. Don't ask me who Paul Adderley is. Turn off your radio if you don't know who Paul Adderley is. Just turn it off. Don't listen anymore. Anyway. Y'all don't know who these people are, and that's part of the problem. We don't teach them. They don't just pick arbitrary names for schools, you know. Let me just throw on, you know, my buddy from round the way who did good in trucking. These are significant people who dedicated their lives to education. You know who Doris Johnson was in this country? Anyway. And it's the politicians are at fault too, because we have generations of people who don't know, who don't appreciate it, and it's your fault too because you don't tell them. You don't explain it to them. I explain it to them. As much as you think my children are privileged tykes, I explain to them what the Bahamas is and what we're about. Otherwise, let me push out. Right? If I'm not going to raise children who appreciate that they live in a country that we've made progress in. So, and this is the argument we talk about when we talk about becoming a republic, right? So 50 years ago, when we were talking about independence, a lot of the white folk were scared. A lot of the black folk were scared. What's going to happen? Now with majority rule, what's going to happen? Now that the Bay Street Boys aren't in charge of the political system. All right? That independence, what's going to happen? Now that we have our own courts to rely on, now that we don't have to go to someone appointed from England for final say-so, which wasn't the case for a while. But that's one of the reasons we clung to the monarchy, because we didn't understand what was to come, and we thought that that would leave a good balance, that we still observe these British traditions and we wouldn't wile out. I don't know what anyone was thinking was going to happen, right? But we've done this for 50 years now. We know what happened, right? We have our problems. Everyone does. I don't like a lot of people out here, particularly those of you who drive motor vehicles. But we've thrived as a society. Okay? We not only survived, and the Bahamas hasn't gone dark, we've thrived. All right? The middle class certainly appears to me to be diminished in terms of its power, in terms of maybe the size, but I have to look at data to support that. But it's not something that existed in any recognizable fashion 50 years ago. Let's say 54. All right? Oh, this is A.F. Adderley died coming back from the Queen's coronation. Okay, yeah, that may be it. I'm sorry. I didn't have my facts right. I may not have my facts right on that one. I know he died coming back from England. I know that for certain. So in 50 years, we've done pretty good. Have we done enough to take care of everybody? No. But name me a country that has. In the past 50 years, name me a country. I could talk about anywhere in the world, but name me a country in this region. I challenge you to name me a country anywhere in the world. Name me a country in this region where there's no economic inequality. Name me a country in this region that is completely independently sustainable by itself as a nation. Name me a country that doesn't have immigration problems. Name me a country in this region where there's no crime. All right, so we haven't maybe done as wonderfully as we all might imagine we would have, but we now know that we don't need the monarchy in any form or fashion to be a successful nation. Now, I'll speak to you today about why we may cling to those, why we may not, and why the two constitutional commissions differed. But we know that we don't need it. But let me get back to my thing before I go on. I just want to say this because I'm tired of it. So, four males arrested in connection with a recent armed robbery. Police are questioning four males in connection with a recent armed robbery that occurred on Monday, 12th of September, 2022. The incident reportedly occurred shortly after 2 p.m. at a business establishment on Mackey Street, north of Wolf Road. Preliminary reports indicate that two men, both of whom were allegedly armed with handguns, entered the establishment and demanded cash. The culprits reportedly robbed the store of an undisclosed amount of cash and fled the area. Officers from the South Central Division arrested the suspects, two Bahamian males of Montel Heights, and two Jamaican males shortly after 3 p.m. on Monday, 12th of September. In the Ridgeland Park area, recovered over $6,000 in cash, believed to be the property of the business establishment. Police investigation continues. Okay, this was four guys, $6,000, right? Now, I love everybody, right? In a ethereal sense, right? With like a bird's eye view. All of you aren't good people, but, you know, humanity I love. If you're not Bahamian, remain in your country and commit crimes, please. Okay? We got enough going on. So you don't need to come here from Jamaica to commit crimes. And I know there are Bahamians who go to Jamaica and commit crimes. I'm not naive. But if you gonna take a old plane or boat here or whatever, fly, straighten up a fly right, eh? You don't need to come here and commit no crime. That's numero uno. Number two, let's do some math, right? Let's break this down. Two of y'all had guns, went to go rob a store, or robbed a store, got cash. You split it four ways. So it's $6,000 split four ways. So that's $1,250 apiece, right? Is it $1,250? Yeah, $1,250 is five, another four. So that's $1,500 apiece. All right, $1,500 apiece. You're now locked up, right? You may or may not make bail. I don't know what the protocol. Well, the Jamaicans would make bail. They're even if they're not Jamaican, they're entitled to a fair hearing. You're now gonna. If you make bail, you're gonna have an ankle monitor on, which is gonna further limit your capacity to do any sort of honest work. Was this quick money really worth it? You're going to need a lawyer. If you don't, you're going to get steamrolled in the magistrate's court. Someone who cares about you is probably going to have to put their house up. or some collateral up. If I'm Jamaican and I'm in the Bahamas and I get caught in armed robbery and released on bail, I'm going backyard. I'm not hanging out here with y'all. Ain't nobody gonna extradite you for no armed robbery. It doesn't make any sense, right? It's a mindset. And nobody wants to hear that, right? And you know what? I'm Mr. Button-down square. That's me, right? It's a mindset. You want to rob because you bad mind. And you feel that's the quick money. Ain't nobody put no gun in your hand. These are choices y'all are making, and you want someone else to be accountable for your choices. And it doesn't work that way. So the story says, National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said the public needs to stop tolerating the small minority of the population. This is on Iron News. That commits crime. And I agree with him. He says, my message for the general public is this. We have too many people giving, for want of a better word, giving poor people a bad name. There are economic circumstances that drive me to rob, is what they're saying. He says, that's nonsense. You rob because you're a criminal. You have a bunch of people who are struggling who don't rob people, so you need to stop it. We need to stop tolerating this minority of people who give the majority a bad name, and that's across all criminal activity. Students need to stop tolerating the 5 or 10% of students who cause people to talk about, oh, this is a generation lost. This is not a generation lost. And I'm with Wayne Monroe. It's not a generation lost. It's some set loss making it bad for the rest of us. And we got to stop tolerating it and infantilizing grown men and women who decide they're going to go commit crimes because they want fast money. It's work out here. Is it at your fingertips? Are you going to get a uniform and benefits right away? No. But there are people out here every day who came from particular circumstances who are working hard. And the kids in school, y'all need to start calling Crime Stoppers on these children. Y'all heard the commercial with Sawyer Boy about Johnny bring knife to school? Sawyer Boy was like, whose side you on? Oh, boy was like, side? I try to stay in school. Side? Y'all better go call Crime Stoppers. Tell them stop fooling around. We trying to learn. And we're letting them ruin it. And as I said, nobody wants to hear it, and I'm the guy that's, Oh, I'm sorry. The Guardian has the story. All right. You can hear more about that at 1. All right? You guys aren't victims. You're choosing to commit crimes, and I'm not going to stop talking about it. People don't want to hear it. Yeah, the system. I get it. What about everybody else in the system? And they talk out of two sides of their mouth, right? So they go, oh, well, it's the poverty and da-da-da-da-da. Then you talk about, well, the Haitian taking all the jobs. Okay, so you should have lined up. The Chinese taking all the jobs. Well, if the job go line up. It says, wow, hi, Juan. They can flip old furniture and appliances on Facebook and in less than a week make $1,500. Obviously, they didn't know how much they would find. But that ain't a lot of money to rob for. Oh, may not be at the 1 o'clock news. Anyway, listen to me. I'm not into it, okay? It's a small minority of people terrorizing people. Mind you, a lot of people out there have very piss-poor attitudes, are unnecessarily angry, and are not very well socialized. I opened the door for a group of girls from RM Bailey yesterday. And these were teenage girls. And I had my two kids. And I opened the door. We were at a place. We were at the mall. And I opened the door. And six girls go while I hold the door open while my two small children are standing there. And not a single one says thank you. Not a single one. I've had grown men say thank you when I've opened the door for them, let them buy. All right. I'm not saying that you live or die by that, but that's just a part of social graces that we continue to let slip and let slip and let slip. I think we could do better. Anyway, Anatole Rogers deserves better. C.H. Reeves deserves better. Doris Johnson deserves better. C.I. Gibson, y'all know who that was? We've had thousands and thousands of Bahamians, Jamaicans, Guyanese, Trinidadians, Britons, Americans, Philippines, who am I missing, who have worked in the education system of the Bahamas for decades and decades and decades, dedicated their life to educating students. Like, carry with you some responsibility for all the work that others have done. This is just selfishness. That you must react however you want without the consideration of anyone else. That's why I try to teach my children properly, that it's not just you that's riding on this. It's all of it that came before. All right, I don't speak, and I expect people who knew Henry McCartney or Norma McCartney to go, well, that's just one, and it's nothing to do with Norma and Henry. I got to carry them on my shoulders, too. The weight of that history. Same thing with Anatole Rogers. Same thing with the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. For 50 years, the vast majority of us have worked hard, have done our best. It hasn't always been easy. It ain't easy for me. But the moment you start internalizing this thing, woe is me, the world is on me, I want to do whatever I want to do without consideration of anyone else around me, my family, etc., then we start to have chaos. They teach a concept in Korea. Maybe Korea is not the best example, but they have a very thriving society. Japan. They teach a concept in Japan. It's called filial piety, right? And they also do it in Korea. From children are able to understand language, they are made to understand that you are not separate and apart from Japan. You are not separate and apart from your family. You are an extension of it, and your actions reflect what your reflect on your family. So filial piety is loyalty, loyalty to your father, loyalty to your family. This is all Asian countries teach that. Most do, yeah. Most do, yeah. But it's a matter of indoctrination, right? From you can speak and understand, you don't get to just do what you want to do. I'm not saying that doesn't happen in those societies, but you don't get to just, it's not acceptable. You need to bring honor to your family and honor to your country. That's what's going on, not just you do whatever the hell it is you feel like doing. And I feel like we have this disconnect in the Bahamas, right? So we don't care that Anatole Rogers' name on the school. I can go, you know what I mean? We got a call. Sorry, we got to go to a break. Let me take the call. It's fine. We'll take the call. And you got text, man. I meant to talk about the constitutional thing, but I'm not going to stop talking about this. And people want me to shut up and go, well, they can't help it. They're just animals that are triggered by anything. No, these are sentient human beings. They can do better. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, good day. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, Juan, that goes to show you just mentioned two of those guys, the Ketlas or what you're making, two out of the four.
Right.
Just last week or shortly before that, you had, I think that's six or seven, with a woman involved with the police court, and they go into the house and find a large sum of money and a high-powered weapon. One of those guys was Jamaican, too.
So that, yeah, they need to carry that back to Jamaica.
What I'm saying, look, they're coming with their gun. That goes to show you how many foreigners in the country.
Hello? I didn't cut you. You got to let people know. When my cousins go off to school now, it's been a while. I sit them down. I schedule an appointment with them. And I explain to them the circumstance. That ain't your country. I know you won't go there and act like that's your country. That's not your country. This is your country. Maybe your country one day. Don't do no foolishness in these people. Don't go crazy. And you carrying the whole name of the Bahamas with you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, you say one.
Hello.
Hey, you say one.
Hey, right here. How's it going?
Yeah. But hey, this generation, man, this is a watered down generation. This blood, everyone, it went back in the days when I was growing up, man, everyone was together. You know, one was, you know what I mean?
Right.
Wasn't watching nothing but this. See, I think, what I think now, I think the internet, I think, you know, one time ago, the phone was, me, I had no phone or nothing like that. The phone was wrong, you know. Remember them bricks and thing and all that, but it was $600, $700, $800, so you know, one couldn't get them. But the phone technology now is good and bad. Our kids, because we didn't grow up in technology.
Correct.
Technology now, so right now, our average kid right now just get a phone now, madam. Might say, let me buy a phone for him now. So now he's on the internet seeing everything one time.
Right.
So they're not going, and we never go into technology. We never go into seeing things and what's happening around the world and everything and how, you know what I mean? So it's affecting us.
Yeah, we soak in up this stuff from other places too, yeah.
Yeah, so if you look at this one, you have a, you see statistic on killing now. You see one white person getting buried or funeral like that, only if they die from heart attack or maybe disease and thing and all that. You look at all around, you don't see only black people, majority of 95% of black in jail. You know what I think, Juan?
Mm-hmm.
I think we still live in this Willie Lynch. You ever read upon the Willie Lynch letter?
Sorry, yeah, yeah, Willie, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Juan, if a lot of people read that, if some of these parents and some of these people read, it's that's, we still living on that. We still living in that generation.
Yeah.
You understand where I come from?
Yeah, we got to teach these kids a sense of self, you know, and a sense of they got to be connected to something. Because that,
yeah,
that's a minority of children. It's not all the children.
No, it's not, you know what I mean?
But you give everybody a bad name.
Yeah, they give, that's correct. And some of the parents have to be accountable for them, man. You know what I mean? Some of the parents, you know, I watched a movie last night, the mother on the FBI, you know, for a forensic show and everything, you know. These guys, some just killed this banker, you know, and the mother take up for them. The mother, the police band there, went to the FBI, went there, and she said, yeah, my son was there all day, but he wasn't there.
Mm.
So you got to realize these parents, a lot of these parents are lying for these kids.
My brother, let me tell you something. I couldn't bring no TVs or nothing in my parents' house, and they don't know where it come from. Not no new thing that they didn't buy for me. It wasn't going to happen.
You didn't lie about that one.
It wasn't going to happen. And some of these parents know their kids involved in darkness and going through with it. It says, who was that? I just explained for like 15 minutes who Anton Rogers was. She was. She's a daughter of C.H. Reeves. She's principal of the government high school. She educated a good number of the founders of our nation. Entire life education. She's one of the first Bahamians, might have been the first, I'm not sure, to go to Spelman. All right? At a time when it was incredibly difficult. So, Google her, man. I think it was it Christy or Ingram? When they dedicated the school to her? They explain, have some respect for who these people are. All right. We got a lot of text, and we'll get to those. Let me read this one before we go to break. And Wayne Monroe's right. I agree with him. There's a small number of people who are going crazy, and we're not being intolerant enough about it. One, these children are enmeshed in a culture of violence from the earliest ages. They live in an environment of violence in words, attitude, actions directed at them, and what they watch it being directed at others. They see, hear, feel, and are absorbed by it every day. Children learn what they live. They repeat what they live. As one who's worked with young people all my life, these kids are products of their environment, their parents, relatives, neighbors, etc. Too many parents, too damn many, don't care about their children. I've lived this. No one can tell me anything. They're hopelessly unprepared for parenting or even adulthood. We need re-engineered citizenry. Re-engineered. Absolutely. I agree. Anyway, we blew through our break there, so let's go to the news break now. All right. Because we should teach kids life as a process, not an event. Yeah. Like, you take care of your kids. And, you know, there's not... There are a lot of parents... I'll say this before we go to break, and we can just take... We shouldn't... I know I should have gone to the break, but still. There are... For all the people I see who let their kids run amok, there are thousands and thousands of parents whose kids go to public schools and private schools, right? Who are working day in and day out best for their children. I was at, like I said, the mall yesterday with my kids. My kids go to QC, all right? And a guy was with his young guy, probably 30, right? He was with his daughter. His daughter looked to be about 12 or so. He probably had her young, you know? And she attends a government junior high school. And he was getting her something out of the store. And he, when he was finished, I was on the line behind him. He walked up to me and he was like, you know, I don't mean to bother you, boss, but what are the school fees like for your kids? I said, well, that's XYZ for them. It goes up yearly as they get older. So for her, it may be around this range. I said, but you could, they have payment options. They have financial aid options if she's a good student. I was like, you know, he was like, okay, great. He's like, I'm going to look into it. And he's trying to figure out how he can get his daughter the best education available. You have parents whose children go to public and government schools who are on PTA, right? In the PTA. They're on the school board because they're invested and they want the best for their children. And you can't tell me that the government builds a $20 million school. It's all Rogers cost $20 million, somewhere around there. And the onus is only on the government to make sure that your children behave and do well. It makes no sense. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty, served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Here we go.
J.S. Johnson.
best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We may or may not get to the constitutional thing. As I said, there were two constitutional commissions in the past 20 years, which interestingly had conflicting recommendations about moving away from the monarchy as the monarch as our head of state. And my point of view is, you know, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Let's try to, A, why we kept the monarch as the head of state, and B, what has occurred since then, and C, what changes exactly are we talking about that would accompany that? All right. Let's do some text messages. We're supposed to have a guest in. Coming for 1:30, I guess they're running a bit late. Says, we don't know what the fight was over, but I bet you all the students knew, so I had this idea from the last school stabbing. You know what they need in school? The Crime Stoppers app for kids. A place where children can report potential violence without fear of repercussions. They need to separate these kids and resolve issues before the violence happens. Yeah, they run the commercial for Crime Stoppers all the time. I don't know if they're giving everyone the app. Says one, Tommy Turnquest in 2007, then Minister of National Security, was saying that there were a few criminal problems in the country. 15 years ago, that was hogwash coming from the Minister of National Security. Today, it's still hogwash coming from the current Minister of National Security. This shows these men-appointed ministers have no solutions for the myriad and complex problems we have. We have known for years that we have a parenting problem in our country. So where's the national problem to address this? Since 2007, we've had Ingram, Christie, Minutes now, the Davis administration. Not one has presented a plan or roadmap to address the social ills that we all know exist in this country, and preaching to the choir has not and will not work. Well, the problem is this. The government doesn't want to pull the trigger on the heavy-handed measures that it would need to take in order to arrest this in a quick fashion. It just doesn't. All right? And that's just the truth of the matter. And I understand it because it takes consensus, first in cabinet, and then the conceit is many, many parents have failed. All right? Not the majority, but many. And they're not fit to parent. And that's rough to say because, you know, that's what humans were made to do, have children. Right? Or was it something else? like other than propagation of the species, that we exist. Well, go to the moon too, but you know what I'm saying. Many parents have failed. And the level of government intervention it would take to correct that would A, need to happen much earlier in these children's lives, and B, would be drastic and possibly traumatic. Right? When Jeff Lloyd was doing the yeast, it was a situation where he took them out of their entire environment, took them to Andros. I think we should have given him more money and expanded it. Y'all could live there year-round. And I mean, your parents could come visit. But it's going to take drastic, drastic measures to arrest it if the government gets involved. And the government's like, I don't know if you want that. You keep saying the government, the government, the government. But in reality, if there were better parenting, better education about what having children means, what it entails, maybe we could deal with that, but we don't want that. We don't want any preventative solutions. We want reactive solutions, and the reaction isn't always going to be nice and smooth. This is, I like how the Jewish people teach their sons that they're considered men from the age of 13, I think. They focus so much on financial education at an early age. Yeah, absolutely. Someone gave me a book about that. So we talk so many times as those children and them over there because they didn't pay for education. When violence and substance abuse happens in private and government schools to this day, should we strive to do better? Yes, but one should speak as if it's pertaining to all classes of society. I'm a product of a public school and raised children who are products of private school, and I can assure you there's a national issue and not a classism issue. I mean, I do understand what you're saying. I don't know if you're fully thinking this through. What probably is happening is you're maybe sensitive about people talking about public schools, which is perfectly fine. But what I want you to understand is that the public schools cost more to build than the private schools. Tax resources far, far, far outstrip what the government puts into the public school system than what it contributes for the private school system. The issue of gang violence, the issue of altercations among students is a predominantly public school problem. And you may not want to hear that because you may hear classism, but we can't ignore reality. Is that to say the public schools do not produce good students? Of course not. Okay? Candy Adames went to public schools her entire life. Came out top notch, over and over, example after example after example you could look at in our government today, in society today, of where public schools produce great students. But the fact of the matter is, when you have an environment where even a small number of students are instilling fear in students, faculty, etc., it's going to impact their ability to do well. And if you ignore it and go, well, it's an everyone problem, focus on everyone, you're not going to put the resources where they're needed. So I hear what you're saying. I hear you feel a type of way, like anyone saying public schools. I explained to you that this is not the majority of public school students, but you can't tell me a private school where the students killed another student. Can you? In the last 20 years? Where private school students killed one private school student, killed another student that went to the same school in the private school system. Kill them. Because I could name you at least six where this has happened in the public school system. So I don't think you're doing I don't think you're doing this justice by acting as if it's an everything problem. Because someone said that to me recently. well, you know, some of these private schools, the kids are doing drugs. And I go, well, yeah, the kids are also doing drugs in the public schools, but they're not stabbing each other in the private school. Are there fights? Sure. I've seen that over and over. But you're not going to put the resources where you need to put. So that's like me saying, well, you know, we should put an equal amount of resources into the private sector hospital system as the public sector hospital system, acting as if the public sector health system doesn't have more grave challenges. It doesn't make any sense. The fact of the matter is some people who act badly in private schools, but the private schools have managed to curate the student population to the point where you don't get these kinds of issues where students are stabbing each other, taking butcher knives to school. All right? Are there fights? Yeah, little boys fight. My son and, like, the neighbor's boys, like, and punch each other and stuff like that. It happens, right? Is it the same level of severity? It's not. And you're not doing anyone any favors by acting like, we got to say it is, right? Or we're demonizing a certain pop. See, that's not real. I don't do that. Right? I could only be real. That's why we have a lot of the issues we have in interpersonal relationships and in the country as it stands. We ain't honest with each other. Right? That's why you and, like, your woman can't get along. Y'all don't tell each other the truth. Okay? You just try. Relationship sucks. Let's be honest about it. Let's be honest about it and say we have a problem. All right? And we should direct more resources over here. Otherwise, it just can continue going on. And you can feel good that you feel altruistic, that you didn't pinpoint any particular part of society, but there's a problem. Okay? It's happening in the public schools. And the reason I'm talking about it is so that we can have a public school system that doesn't have these issues, right? Or has very minimal issues. But when children are attacking each other with knives, when children are killing each other, all right, they just arraigned two teenagers. We didn't even hear about this, the incident that I'm aware of, for a stabbing. Not a stabbing yesterday. A previous stabbing. Let me see if I can find the story. So I can't do that. I know everybody. I know that's a thing we like to do. They do that in America a lot. Don't say anything about people who may be underprivileged because that's going to somehow make it better. I don't buy that. I'm going to say, you're going to talk about me bad anyway. Like I said, you're going to talk about me bad anyway. So I'm just going to keep it real. The private school, too, doesn't make any sense to me. None whatsoever. Here we go. Two students charged with attempted murder. You understand? You hear what I'm saying to you? Attempted murder. This took place at D.W. Davis Junior High School last Monday. Another stabbing at Anatole Rogers High School. Not too long ago, a student was killed outside of government. We're not achieving anything by pretending like this isn't something that's going on in the public school system. Is it going on every day, widespread, by and large, for everyone? I would say no. But you can't look at this and go, well, it's just, you know, boys will be boys. They're going to attempt to murder each other at school. It doesn't serve any purpose looking at it like that. This is one. The public system has to take everyone. The private sector can pick who comes to their school. Same for hospital. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, therefore, you don't approach you. Right? So that's exactly my point. The public school system is different, and the public hospital system is different. You don't go, well, it's a problem widespread, so let's look at the holistic issue. It's not. It's a particular sector problem, and you got to look at it that way, or you're wasting your time. That's like the pinkest line of this day, but I'm cool with some people at water and sewage. They go, you got a leak in your house, right? Or supposedly have a leak because the meter, whatever. And I go, well, I can't find the leak. And they go, well, you got to get a plumber in to go. So I bring the guy in with the special equipment to go find the leak. He finds the leak. It's in one, he says, is in the bathroom. Other, he says, right? So where am I going to go fix the leak? Am I going to go replace every shower, every toilet in the house? Every faucet I'm going to go replace? Every pipe I'm going to restructure? It could be anything. It's a widespread leakage. No. He told me where the issue was. So I go address the issue. I don't go, it's everywhere. Let's address it everywhere. Let's redo the whole thing. Because there's a specific issue somewhere. So we gotta, you know, stick with reality, man. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney, good afternoon to you.
Hey, how's it going, Dr. P?
All right, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Mr. McCartney, I want to share a story with you. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was watching a program. And there was a black American pastor who was trying to find out the crisis in black family.
Mm-hmm.
And he alluded to places like Chicago, Detroit, etc., where most of those states are populated with black families.
Mm-hmm.
And he said now he has to change his message in terms of from the pulpit. He's beginning to believe now that economic seems to be more important than wearing a successful family.
Right.
And he said, while he don't have a problem with economics, but persons with economics still seem, the family seems to be very unstable. And as we look right next door here to Florida, and also here in the Bahamas, that caught my attention, and I believe some social belief right here in the Bahamas. Coming from the McCartney family, I come from the McKenzie family. We used to share a little more. You remember when we used to share? Everyone used to be concerned about the next person's family.
Yeah.
Economics has divided. Now, let me make this clear. I don't have a problem with economic success. But I kind of want to agree with that pastor. He is saying, we are now thinking economic is the answer and more important than raising a successful family. I have to agree with him because I believe raising a successful family is more important than having economics.
Yeah, I agree too. I mean, you need money to raise a family, but I think that it is. The family.
Thank you very much for listening to me. And I think you get the message. I don't want no one call all economics because we see a lot of economics in the 80s and that with that drug money.
Right.
And the evidence is there. Successful family was out of place, and we had a lot of homicides, death, etc., and it's still continuing because we're reaching, and we believe economic success is more important than having a successful family. Thank you, Mr. McCartney, and have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. I was watching it says, Juan, you talk about crime too much. When we're talking about harsh penalties, then we're getting somewhere. Well, y'all don't want to talk about it, right? Don't say that. Don't bring up the death penalty. Don't bring up any harsh punishments. Everybody's a misunderstood child. You got to rub their head. Otherwise, they're going to pick up an AK-47 and open fire on Fox Hill Park. Like, I don't understand what's happening. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, brother?
I'm right here, bro. How's it going?
I am great. You know something? I don't know when the parents who bring these children in the world can take some sort of responsibility, you know, for your children, you know.
Right.
Not because your children goes to a private school and you're trying to teach them the right way about life. That has nothing to do with the children who lives in the less poverty areas. I know people who come from the ghetto, and I use that with respect, that word, that name, who are successful people in this country.
Of course.
Okay? Mr. McCartney, I'm going to share something with you a second. I want every parent in this country, in particular females, to stop this myth about children who goes to government school, they can't become successful. Some people just always say that.
No, that's nonsense.
I can share a story, a personal story. My stepson was the deputy head boy to UB, right? Got a scholarship to UB, right? During his time, he wants to be a lawyer. You know what he's studying right now?
Yeah.
To become a lawyer.
Excellent.
All right? And I tell his mother, I say, guess what? You don't have to pay no dime. The education that he has, he can come straight the way that you plan out for him to be. And I can tell parents something. It ain't the teachers, you know. Remember now, them children is be with y'all all day. Only a couple hours of the day the teachers is be with them. You mean to tell me, Vaughn, you have a child. You don't know what your child into. You don't know what your child bringing in the house. You don't know who your child hanging out with. And Vaughn, some of these fathers, y'all know who y'all is. Y'all want smoke dope, smoke a joint in front of the children, right? Then when the children gets 15, 16, and they smoke, you want to beat them. Y'all mothers, y'all won't go out in the mall with these half-cut thing with all your navel out, with an earring in your navel. Then when your daughter put that on, you won't beat her.
Yep.
I was talking to Dwight this morning. Living in a sad country with some sad people, you know. You believe, Mr. McCartney, some of these people in this country want you to help take care of their children or steer their children in the right direction. You know, you don't believe that, eh? I'm telling you, they don't want to take responsibility, all right?
Hello? We lost him. Okay. Let me read this text, and then we're going to go to a break. And this person says it pretty good. Another couple. Well, someone I have a lot of respect for is that I went to public school all my life, and they're quite successful. And that's my point is this. I'm not saying, oh, the public schools are bad. I've thought I was careful to make sure I wasn't saying that. What I'm saying is we have a solid educational system, but if we don't address this among the minority of students who are doing this violence XYZ, we're going to screw it up for all the other kids who want to learn, who want to do better, who want to make something of themselves. Now, you could choose to ignore it and go like, well, and excuse it, like we've been doing for 20 years with these gangs, right? But it might get better. Going, you know, well, they're fine. We've invested collectively several billion dollars in our public school system, at least. It's a solid system and it can work. We have 4,000, over 4,000 teachers. And it's still not enough. We need teachers' aides. We're losing teachers to the states. We have a system where they, if you don't have uniform money for uniforms, you can apply for that. If you don't have money to feed your children, lunch, et cetera, you can apply for that. If you don't have the money for the books, you can apply for that. If you don't have the money to register for any exams, you can get help with that. We've made a deep, deep, deep investment in education, and we're fooling ourselves when we go, it's a widespread everywhere problem. No, we've invested a lot of money into our public school system, and we want to make sure it works and is sustainable for future generations. All right? And a lot of people work incredibly hard every day in making it happen. So I'm not just going to go, nope, I'm not going to worry about it because I don't want to act like I'm saying anything about the public school system. The point is, we want to make sure it's viable and it's kept viable. And there's a problem with some violence. It appears throughout New Providence that we need to be looking at. Okay? You can ignore it if you'd like. And this says, in my church, you cannot tell which children attend private or public schools based on BJC, BGC, and GPA. The parents make the difference. And that is what I wanted to get to. All right. So, yes, children are sentient beings and they are making choices. Absolutely. But your child's success in school will usually be directly correlated to your support of that child. You may not have a college education. You may not have a high school diploma. Maybe you have a leaving certificate. Okay? Maybe you dropped out of school and you don't understand students learning and understanding and studying. But your responsibility is to make sure that your child is equipped with what they need to perform the best they can in the school. And that's not only material things, that's also understanding. So the government, here's how serious this is, right? So now you can, the government started a preschool program. So your child from about 2 is covered, or will be covered, from 2 to about 22, because you got 4 years of UB, all right, or BTVI, is covered. Your job, at least from 2 to 18, is to put all your resources into making sure that your child is taking school seriously, know your children's teachers, go know the administrator at your school, go get involved in the PTA, go get involved in the school board. You don't have a lot of resources, et cetera. But don't just send your child to school and be like, well, what you don't learn, that's on the teacher. And you don't complete your assignment, you don't complete, you don't do your exam, that's on the teacher. Why the school ain't making sure you do it? You have to participate. All right? And so the difference is the parents. Because I know people who have college degrees, university degrees, their children went to public schools. And the difference was they were there every step of the way with their child, making sure that they did what was needed to be done. All right? Now, my fear is you got sensible people who are going to school who get distracted and indeed preyed upon by people who don't really have no interest in learning, whose parents ain't checking. So that's part of the problem. But the parents make the difference. That's what determines. If your child is successful with no parents in life and the parents were terrible people, consider him under the watchful eye of God. It's difficult. I'll read this, then we take a break. Are the guests coming? They're not coming. Let's just do another day. All right, so my thing is this. Teach your children that there's been a massive investment made on their behalf in a public education system. Go look at the budget of the Bahamas, if you doubt me, and go add it all up over time. Teach your children that prior to 1967, there was no free universal junior high school or high school education. School ended at grade 4, was it? Teach your children that prior to 1967, there was one government school on New Providence. Now we have, I believe, 75. Teach your children that women couldn't vote. That men who didn't own property couldn't vote. That there's been an investment on their behalf, whether they are descendants of parents from a different country or not, we've invested in this system through taxes and borrowing, etc. There's been a major investment made on their behalf, and they have a responsibility to value that and contribute positively to it. Your children are going to do what they see and what they learn from you. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be. The guy called and said Hepburn Alley and said that my grandparents were considered well off. My grandparents, and maybe so, my grandparents did not have electricity in their home, okay, or running water. They had 10 children and 2 bedrooms and a clapboard house. By the way, anyone notice the clapboard houses have survived the hurricanes? And the fancy houses get crushed? Anyway, that's a topic for another day. So you may have it more difficult, okay? But you can't succeed. Let me read this. Then we got to take a break. One, our educational system is our fault. The Ministry of Education should have a website listing all the schools with a picture of the person that the school is named after with a one-page bio. It should include the names of the current administration and teachers, and also those who've contributed to that learning institution. One, honestly, some of us are very mediocre at best. We're still the best-run black country in the world, but a lot of that has to do with our proximity to the U.S. Really, we have it the easiest in the Caribbean, but I feel we're not focused, and also our best are not encouraged to return to make the Bahamas better. We need to improve our succession planning. There's so much that we can do with technology in the Bahamas, but with the age group of the senior employees, I don't think the drive is there to implement these changes swiftly. Yeah, it's interesting. That's an interesting point, very good point. Yeah? It says, private schools are a privileged subset of society. Public schools are the whole society. That makes it more difficult, even when the parents are involved, though parent involvement could make the real difference. Yeah, and I'm not saying it's not more difficult. It is. It's more difficult to run a public school system than a private school system. It's more difficult to staff it. The class sizes are bigger. They don't have the resources they need for the populations. But again, parental involvement is key. All right, we have a school system to graduate from. Parental involvement is key. And it's the parents who teach the kids. You got to value this opportunity. All right, value this opportunity. Go talk to, and I'm not saying this is true for all people, go talk to Louis Georges and they'll tell you, their parents are like, man, school is what we're going to do. This the way I can't do nothing for you other than make sure you get this ticket. All right, Chester Cooper talks about it all the time. All right, his father died when he was 5. He's the last of 10 children. He grew up in poverty out in Little Exuma. And he realized he needed an education, and his mother and his family said, you have to get this education to get out of here. And he made it all the way to university scholarships, straight through. All right, that's your deputy prime minister. This notion that you cannot succeed if you're poor is not accurate. It doesn't make sense. We have a system where you can succeed. It is more difficult than the public school system, particularly if you don't have resources, for certain. But difficult is not impossible. And as I said the other day, the Catholic Archbishop said, don't pray for easy lives. Pray to be stronger people. That's what I pray for. I pray to be stronger. I don't pray, God, make it easy for me, because I'm not an idiot. And I don't presume to know what God has in store for everything else. So I pray that he makes me strong. Bless my children. Make me a strong man so I can deal with the world around me. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's me, your left breast. Things have been a bit different lately. I know you've noticed. You should get us checked out. Changes in the characteristics of your breasts can be a sign of breast cancer. But if detected early, breast cancer can be treated. So what do you think? Let's get checked.
If you wish to place an ad or have information that can assist in highlighting the importance of more awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, contact the Nassau Guardian at 302-2300. Remember, early detection for your protection. Breast cancer awareness is not just a month.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, nomad.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history. The nation used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back to Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll get into the constitutional commissions if we can tomorrow. I'm supposed to have a guest, and they're not here. We got a lot of text messages. Well, we'll read them. Again, I co-signed what Wayne Monroe said about these people aren't committing crimes because they're poor. They're doing these violent crimes because they're criminals. And that's what it is. So I read the story where the two Bahamians and two Jamaicans were caught by the police. There's millions of Jamaicans, inside and outside of Jamaica. These are hardworking people. All right? Happy that the fellas are Jamaican who are there doing armed robbery. That doesn't represent Jamaica, although you shame in Jamaica. But that doesn't represent all of them. They're like, no, that's just them set who are criminals. Because you could go and find, I'm not even exaggerating, I'd say at least 2,000 Jamaicans probably who are on work permits here. 2-3 more who are on work permits here. Who work every single day of their lives. Ain't never committed no crime. Ain't never shoplifted a can of Campbell's soup. They come from just as poor backgrounds as the guys who are committing the crimes. Sometimes poor. I could tell you some stories about what a number of Jamaicans who are here on work permits be telling me. Not that all of Jamaica is poor, but I'm saying Jamaica has a problem with income inequality for certain. That is worse than ours. It says there were more government schools, Eastern Senior, Western Senior, Government High. I don't think those were free schools, though. Not prior to 67. Man, one, National Youth Service, if the patients don't care, please. If the parents don't care, please, the National Youth Service. And I think that's an idea that a lot of people are going to be uncomfortable with, but I think that's an idea. Like, not always, but the military will usually shape you up, you know? I won't send my kids to government school. Government schools are filled with kids with too many social issues. And you know, that may be the case for you, but there are a lot of people who have no choice, all right? And so they should not be meant to feel like, well, if I can't afford the school, then I'm going to go send my child to school where there's a problem with gangs, etc. They should have safe schools too. And by and large, they do. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like students haven't been killed and numerous stabbings. Says, you're like me, Juan. I really don't care anymore. Also continue to say what we want to say. I'm almost 60. Yeah, I don't care. You're going to disagree. You're going to da-da-da. I don't care. All right? And I'm not just, and I'm with Wayne Monroe. I'm not going, well, you're poor, so we don't expect any better. It doesn't make any sense. Everyday poor people are working. Hey, Juan, I'm sick of this too. The thought that poverty is an element of the issue perhaps means the general mentality of those who are poverty-stricken. Living in poverty limits access and... I mean, I don't know. You may not have, like, heavy manners and know which fork goes with the salad or whatever, but poverty don't mean you don't have manners and social graces. Y'all ain't nobody living in a pen out here. Trying to get through all these text messages. And so what Wayne Monroe says is you're shaming the poor. You're putting on poor people that they're all unsocialized criminals. And that's what I believe too. You keep saying this about poor people. I don't find that to be the case. Does A.F. Adderley die coming back from the Queen's coronation? Not any constitutional conference. I read this before. I could be wrong about A.F. Adderley. I know he died on his way back from England. Juan, when I lived in the States, the media would report the ethnicity and nationality of criminals, even if they have foreign ancestral background. Why can't we say if the criminals are of Haitian descent? I don't know that your descent matters, but your name is. Like, so if your parents were Haitian and you're a Bahamian and you commit a crime, I'm not going to go, his parents were Haitian, and I'm going to say a Bahamian. If you are Haitian, we're going to say a Haitian, all right? Because that context matters, and people get so mad because you're so wrapped up in your warm and fuzzy virtue. Why you got to say the Haitian? Because they're Haitian, man. That you attach a pejorative to being Haitian, that's a bad thing in your head, that stigmatizes somebody to you, that's your personal issue you need to deal with. Because I know tons of Haitians and people of Haitian descent who ain't got no issue with it. And newsflash, all the Haitians don't rate each other. All the Haitians don't like each other. All right? In case you weren't aware. Says, all Asian countries teach filial piety. It's so serious that people sometimes commit suicide if a child brings shame to the family. Yeah, that's why I wanted to not dig into Korea too tough, because South Korea, they got a high suicide rate, but they also have tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of people who are living productive lives. This is excellent and refreshing commentary. Well, thank you. So I think it was a leader in Seattle that said they needed laws to allow people of color to come to work late without reprimand. I was like, what? My upbringing gets me to work an hour before opening. I was wondering whether to get mad at her or us. We need to get mad at her because that's stupid. That's nonsense. That's when you start making up rules like that, you're going to destroy your people. You're not helping anyone. All right. It says, good afternoon, Juan. Great show. By going to a mechanic to pull their teeth. Please note that we created or allowed the system to develop in our 21x7 with very little intervention. We need quality, qualified, and caring persons to respond and address our social issues urgently. Yeah, so I don't buy this thing. Oh, the government schools, you can get an education, you can learn. And then people have trouble, dude. Go talk to Corey Small, who owns Bushcook, you know? He would talk about how he had a mindset that he couldn't be successful in everything, but it wasn't until, like, older people mentored him and showed him, like, what success looked like that he was like, I could do this, I could be successful. And he's successful to this day. All right? And you're not going to talk to Corey and go, government school or private school? You'll just say, he's a successful business owner. And that's it. Because the teachers are now attacking each other. I heard something went down. I'm not sure what. It says, Juan, what do you think about the fact that the child who died after the swing set collapsed on her was 7 and had not started school yet? I think that as it stands today, I'm not going to pile condemnation on top of a mother who just lost her 7-year-old child. So I'm just going to say that she has my condolences and I'm going to move on. No amount of shaming her is going to either comfort her or bring the child back. So I let deal with that. Since I've heard Ms. Glennis Hannah Martin made the statement that the school stabbing and killings are a result of the fact that kids were away from education for about 2 years. I hear her say all that, but okay. And the lockdowns, but I'm sure, pretty sure our school stabbings was well before COVID. I may be mistaken. Our school stabbings were well before COVID. But I don't recall Glennis Hannah Martin saying that. It says, good day, Juan. We won't invest in what is needed in this country. Traffic cameras would deal with the running of lights. Cameras around the perimeter of these schools would prove these kids are throwing their weapons over the fence before they enter them, retrieving them upon entry. We cannot be ashamed to totally search and use proper metal detectors at these schools. These kids are dangerous. I hear you. I don't know, though. Isn't there a general concept that you don't need the police to constantly monitor you in order for you to follow the law? I mean, the police should be vigilant, but shouldn't the ideal be you follow the law because that's the right thing to do? Like, I saw the police booking people the other day. And, you know, they were crying and, and these people didn't look broke, but I know a lot of y'all be dressed up and broke. People were crying and, oh, a ticket, man, I went to road traffic and I stayed there all day. Candia told me she was just for like 30 minutes the other day, but I was there for the half the day. And I was telling somebody about it and they were like, just leave. I was like, man, I'm not riding around here without my car licensed and registered or insured. Is it a hassle? Yes. But ain't nobody got to tell me that. The police ain't got to come stop me. You better go license your car. Ain't nobody got to come do that. I'm doing it because it's the right thing to do, not because I'm a square. Well, maybe I'm a square. Not because I went to a private school. And there are many, many, many people out there who are just doing the right thing. Now, with the driving thing, again, y'all can't drive. Okay? Not even close. You got a problem and you're rude with it and you're mean with it and you're endangering people with it. But that's a different show. It says, that's why I love you. You never find a pacifier to satisfy all sides' feelings. I keep telling another talk show host on your radio that it's not healthy and we're only giving the bad guys a pass. No, we have to call them out and not accept them. Yeah, and I ain't too interested in your trauma. I'm going to be real with you. By the time you stick the gun in my face, I'm really trying to dissect your psychological underpinnings as to what you're doing. I want the police come get you. That's it. And, oh, well, why'd he rob the stuff? Man, you robbing my stuff. I work and I have property and you come take it. What you, how you figure that? Oh, okay. I'll try that next time. Yeah, I saw that National Day of Mourning thing. I don't know that that's real. I need to, did the government release that? Look, man, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about this, but I don't know this wall-to-wall coverage they're doing. I'm talking about it because she's the Republic. You know what I mean? What's the update, Kermie? She died. We've been talking about it for a week. Charles is king. She gonna get, we'll be trying to figure out if Meghan come, I don't, what are we? Right. The America. But us, here's what dress they're gonna, come on, man. It says there's a poem written by Bahamian poet Joanne Bo called Stronger Shoes. Beautiful poem about just this thing. Not praying for an easier road, but praying for the tools to travel over it. Might be a good read for English literature class. Students get to understand that life isn't fair, but you have to take what you get and move forward ever. Absolutely. Life ain't fair. My father, says Hannah Martin, did say that on another media cast fact. Well, if she said that, then that doesn't make any sense. I watch an old documentary by Michael Moore called How to Colonize the World, or something like that. And it's interesting how different countries outside of America approach socialism of improvement, like decriminalizing weed in Portugal, no private schools in Norway to ensure quality public school systems, etc. There's a lot to learn. Yeah. Might be. It says kids should not have to go to school in dread. Those kids who want to act like gangsters, they should be removed and schooled elsewhere. I think so, too. You should pull them out of the school system. So this problem has a singular solution. Parents need to live with their grandchildren in view. They keep working this because they will not know how successful they have been until they see how their grandchildren turned out. I was supposed to go to high school in 67, was not able to, and came out at 14. My children went to private school and did very well. All are global professionals with 3 bachelor's degrees and a master's. One sits on the U.S. board that reviews applicants who present for a major educational conference. Parents have an obligation regardless of where they find themselves. Yep. Agreed. Anyway, we gotta go. We didn't touch the constitutional stuff, but we will if we get the chance tomorrow. All right. Now, Parliament's going in tomorrow. They're gonna give tributes. I understand. Parliament, you give tribute to the Queen. No problem. I don't know what update we're waiting for. Like I saw a thing. William and Harry's surprise reunion. I'm like, why are y'all so obsessed with these people? Anyway, we gotta go. Sorry, I'm cutting into Langstein. You guys take care out there. Have a great day, Bahamas.